Today's daf is Zvachim daf Mem Vav, and we are two lines from the top of daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah on daf Mem Hey Amud Beis said, Dvorim she'ein chayovin aleihem mishum pigol, chayovin aleihem mishum noiser u'mishum tomei, chutz min adam. The Mishnah had said that the only time somebody's chayiv kares, if he eats kezayis, basar of an behema, where a carbon had a machshavas pigol, is if the basor or whatever it was the person ate was a davar sheyesh loy matirim bein la'adam bein la'mizbech. It's learned out from the fact that the Torah revealed the halacha of pigol twice and both times by the carbon shlamim. The shlamim's basor is a davar sheyesh loy matirim. Some of it was nechal l'kayhanim, but it required zrika to be matir l'kayhanim. Some of it was nechal l'gvaya, but it required zrika to be matir l'gvaya. So too, any chelik of a carbon that has matirim bein, you're going to have the halacha pigol. Stating that, the Mishnah said, that's only true for pigol. It's not true for noisar, and it's not true for tamei. The Gemara brought limudim for it, and then the Mishnah says, chutz min adam, meaning dam is a dover she'en le'matirim, and as a result, there's no pigol if somebody would eat or drink dam. What about noisar and tamei? Says the Mishnah, noisar and tamei are like pigol in that just like there's no pigol on dam, there's no noiser and tame regarding dam either. Says the Gemara Minani Mili, how do I know that? Amar Ula. So Ula said, Amakra, the Pasik says, and Rashi says that Ula is really not directly addressing our Mishnah, but Ula was addressing a Mishnah Mesechtes Me'ila. The Mishnah over there discussed the laws of Me'ila and said that if somebody has Hana from dam kachim, someone's mail in dam kachim, there's no me'ila. And Ula Vir said, what's the makar? Meaning, minani mili, that there's no me'ila, not noiser and tam. There's no me'ila when it comes to dam. The pasuk says, v'anina sativ lochem, referring to the dam. The purpose of the dam is, anina sativ lochem alam ezbeach lechaper. But we learn, lochem shalochem yehe, that it's yours. Meaning, it's treated like chulin in the sense that you can have enough from it. It's not chulin, of course not. But at the same time, it's like it's yours that there's no is the me'ila. Vir, b'shmol tonot makro, the pasuk says, lechaper. L'chapar nesatav alo l'me'ila. Dam was given dafka l'chapar. It wasn't given for me'ila. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, Amakra, the pasuk says, who? It says, ki hadam hu banefesh yichaper, and hu is mashma lifnei kapar kala achar kapar, that the status of the dam is going to be consistent. And ma achar kapar in my me'ila, just like after you do this rika, if somebody would take the dam, scrape the dam off the mizbech, it's pasha, there'd be no isa me'ila, af lifnei kapar in my me'ila. So too, if somebody would be mail from the dam before he did this rika, there'd be no isa me'ila either. Frank to Gemara, imal achar kapar kala lifnei kapar. Regarding this third rasha, it says hu, so we say lifnei kapar is kala achar kapar. And flacha kapar, there's no me'ila lifnei kapar, there isn't going to be me'ila either. Says the Gemara, efshefakert, maybe darshan la'acha kapar kilifnei kapar, and ma'lifnei kapar yesh me'ila. Just like lifnei kapar, there is me'ila, because without a makar, you would think there should be me'ila by dam kachim. La'acha kapar, there should be me'ila as well. So the Gemara says, no, that's not possible. It's an impossibility, because ein l'chadovash nasas mitzvasay u'mayilim bay. Because it's not possible. You don't find anywhere in Kachim where you did the mitzvah that you were supposed to do with the Kachim and there's still going to be an Issa Me'ila. The whole yesod of Issa Me'ila is that you're supposed to be makriv this thing. This is miyuchad for a mitzvah. And if you go now and you have anah from it in a chulin digger sense, you are mayo behekdish. But once it's nasitz mitzvasoi, there's no concept of me'ila anymore. So it's poshit that la'acha kapara, there's no me'ila. And it says who? And that's the case. Lifnei kapara kila'acha kapara, ma la'acha kapara ein by me'ila. So to lifnei kapara ein by me'ila. But the Gemara says, v'loi, is that true? Is it true that you don't find anywhere in the Torah an idea that it was nasitz mitzvasoi with a davar shal hekdish u'mayolim by? So the Gemara spans the entire say the kachim, and the Gemara comes up with a few examples. Number one, by Trumas Hadeshen, you have the Trumas Hadeshen. So the first avodah that was done every morning in the Beis Hamikdash was the Trumas Hadeshen. The Kohen would go up or run up, do a Geirolos, Mishnayis Masechtes Yuma, and a Kohen would go, it was his mitzvah to take a machta, a shovel full of Gecholim. He would walk down the ramp, the Pasuk says, and he would put it on the side of the Mizbeach. And there's a Pasuk in the parish of Trumas Hadeshen that teaches me that that afer was also bano. It would remain there until it got absorbed into the ground. So you see that the Trumas Hadeshen is a dovah shenasas mitzvah. The Kohen already did the mitzvah with the Trumas Hadeshen and it still has to stay there. And the somay yitzalam is beach, you're not letting move it. So how could you tell me ein locha dovah shenasas mitzvah? I just found an example. So the Gemara says it's true, it's an example, but there happens to be another example. And when it comes to the midah of binyanav, more is less. Mishum da habichuma sadeshen ubigdei kohuna shnei ksuvim abanke echad v'chol shnei ksuvim abanke echad emelam. So it's true. The Torah says something. There is a midah. It's one of the yudgam midah shatayr nidreshes b'em. It's called binyanav. If this is true, if I could find something similar to it, that can be true as well. But if the Torah tells me something twice, that is mafkia, the ability to darshin a binyanav, and it's a pashut svara. Because if it's true that you can learn A from B, so why would the Torah have to tell me A and B? So if the Torah tells me something twice, that's a raya that if it would, that you can't learn from it. Because if you can learn from it, then I don't need it twice. The second one should be learned from the first. But the bottom line is that this idea of a dovash and nasis mitzvasei umoyalimbay is actually something you find twice, and as a result, a malam. What was the second one? So the first one was Truma Sadeshen. The second one is Big Day Kahuna. It's referring specifically to the Big Day Lavan that the Kohen Gadol used to wear on Yom Kippur. And it says, V'hinichay Sham, that he had to leave it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It wasn't allowed to be used. Now, from the fact that it couldn't be used, it's a raya that it's also about no. Even though it was Nasis Mitzvasei already, it was used. So you see that it is an idea of a Dovish and Nasis Mitzvasei Umayalimbay. So it's true you find it by Chumas Adeshim, but you find it a second time. But the Gemara says, that's all true according to Rabbanan. That hold that Vinicham Sham means that the Big Day Lovin were Tang Viniza. So after the Kohen Gadol finished with his Big Day Lovin, he left it in the Kodesh HaKadosh. But according to Reb Doisa that holds that it was mutter l'koyin hedyit. So you don't see that it's a dovashes nasis mitzvasi umayalimam. To the contrary, number one, it's not nasis mitzvasi. It can be used, and you see the kohen hedyit could have enough from it. So all I have is Trumas Hadeshen. So why not learn from Trumas Hadeshen? Says the Gemara, Mishum Dehavi Trumas Hadeshen ve'egla rufa shnei ksuvim abankech. V'chol shnei ksuvim abankech ein melamden. Because there happens to be another parasha, another place where you find this idea of a dovish and asas mitzvasi umayalim behen, and that is the egla arufa. After the zikne yoir were done with the egla arufa, so the pasuk says they couldn't have enough from it. It's a dovish and asas mitzvasi. So you see another example of a dovish and asas mitzvasi umayalim. Thus, it's shnei ksuvim abon ke'echot, v'chol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echot ein melamden. But the Gemara continues, that's all good if you hold shnei ksuvim abon ke'echot ein melamden. El mandom melamden, ma'yik lemeimar. But there is a mandom in Shas that holds shnei ksuvim abon ke'echot melamden. So according to that mandom, ma'yik lemeimar, says the Gemara, trei miyuti ksivi. What would be the shnei ksuvim abon ke'echot, trumas hadeshen, and egla arufa? In each one of the respective parashiyos, there's a miyut that says you can't learn from there. Ha'cha ksiv ha'arufa. In the parash of egla arufa, it says ha arufa to teach me dafke here you have this halacha that it's also bahana despite the fact that it was nasis mitzvah, but don't learn from there. V'hasam ksiv regarding the Trumas Hadeshen, it says v'samay teaches me that only it you have to leave next to the Mizbeach. Only by it is there an idea that despite the fact that it's Nasas Mitzvah, still there's going to be an Isamila. But there too, again, don't learn from it. So the bottom line is the Gemara said, Minohani Mili, not regarding our Mishnah, but Minohani Mili, referring to a Mishnah Masechtas Me'ila, that says there's no Isamila when it comes to Dan. And the Gemara brought three Makaris. Ula said it's learned out from the Pasuk, Vanina Sativ Lochem Ala Mizbeach, referring to the Dan, Shalochem Yehe. There's no Isamila. Devei Rabbi Yishmael said, it says, Vanina Satav lechem al mizbech lechaper lechapora nesativ v'loy lemeila. Rabbi Yochanan said the end of the pasuk says ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. It's all the same pasuk, different words in that pasuk. Who lifnei kapora ke la'acha kapora, and just like la'acha kapora, it's poshe, being that it's a dovish and asas mitzvah, there's no meila. So to lifnei kapora, being that it's a dov, the halacha is there's not going to be meila. So we have three makayris that there's no meila by dam. Frank the Gemara of Itlasa Kroy b'dam lamali. Why do I need three psukim, three drushes? Meaning at the end of the day, the Gemara is assuming that Ula's right. He has a good limud. The Rabbi Yishmael's right. And Rabbi Yechanan's right. They're all three solid drushes. They're all great, wonderful drushes. So I have three makayris now that there's no meila by dam. I don't need the Torah to tell me three times there's no meila by dam. Says the Gemara, chad lamaute meila, v'chad lamaute noisar, v'chad lamaute. Toma, you're right. I don't need three for Me'ila. One for Me'ila, one for Noisar, one for Toma. Thus, I have the makar to that loch in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that dvarim shein chayavan alei mishum pigol, chayavan alei mishum noisar mishum tomei, chutz min adam. What's the makar? Chutz min adam. It's this Gemara right here. One of the extra miyutin in Me'ila is referring to Noisar. The other extra miyut in Me'ila is referring to dam. What about pigol? Says the Gemara, "Avol pigul loy tzarach krot etnan," because that already is included in the previous Mishnah. Kol sheyesh loy matirim bein laadam bein lamizbeach ayavan olam mishum pigul. The dam gufei matir. Nothing's matir the dam. The dam needs to be neskadish, but it doesn't require a matter in order for it to be able to go on the mizbeach. Thus, it's excluded from the halachas of pigul, just like all dvarim she'en lematirim are excluded from the halachas of pigul. Zok tigmar vayt. Am Rabbi Yochanan shloisha krisos bishlamim lamed. So again, we mentioned yesterday that when the Mishnah says dvarim she'en chayovan alei mishum pigul, chayovan alei mishum noiser mishum tamei, what does tamei mean? Rashi said it immediately in the Mishnah. We're referring to a person that's tamei, tumas aguf. And he eats kachem. Meaning, the halachas of tumah as it relates to kachem relate to both where the kohen is tameh and both to where the kachem itself is tameh. Where the person is tameh, it's referred to tumas aguf. When the kachem is tameh, it's referred to tumas kachem or tumas basar. But either way, the Torah was mazer in both cases. Our sugya was discussing tumas aguf, where a person himself is tameh, he goes ahead and he now eats from kachem. Am Rabbi Yochanan shloisha krisos bishlamim lama. If you go through the psukim, you'll see that three times the Torah said that if somebody is tameh and he eats kachim, specifically a shlamin, he's going to be chayiv karas. One time the pasuk says, "Kol isha sheyikrav ela kachim, v'tumasa yalav, v'nichrasa hanefesh ahim milfanei." Then it says, "V'hanefesh asher toicha basar mizevach hashlamim, asher l'Hashem, v'tumasa yalav, v'nichrasa hanefesh ahim me'amel." And then the third time it says, "V'nefesh kisiga b'chol tamei," so the person became tamei, "V'acham l'psar zevach hashlamim, asher l'Hashem." So the first pasuk is referring to all kachim. A person's tummy eats kachim, karas. A person is tummy and he eats basar mizevach hashlamim, specifically shlamim, schayv karas. And the third one says again, a person who's kisiga b'chal tummy, he became tummy, v'achal mipsar zevach hashlamim, v'nichrasa. Essentially, you have three psukim by shlamim. The first one is general, it's referring to everything, and the other two are specifically referring to shlamim. Some Rabbi Yechon, shalish akrisis b'shlamim, lama, achas l'kla, want to teach me that the halachas of tumas aguf apply to all kachim. The second time the Torah said it dafka by shlamim to teach me that the only time the halach is true is if the kachim is dumya de shlamim. Now, it's not a klalu prat, because klalu prat you say only when the klal and prat are next to each other. What do you do if you have a klal on one side and you have a prat somewhere far away? So that's a dova shahoya bechlal, v'yotza min haklal ulamid, lo ilalamid al atzma yotza, elo ulamid al haklal kula yotza. So we say that it has to be dumya de shlomim, just like shlomim is kachim mizbeach, so too, all kachim mizbeach, a person that's tomei and eats is gibichai of course. But what if someone's tomei eats kachim better gabayas? What if someone was makdish food as kachim beder gabayas, and now a koyin that was tummy ate? So being that it's not dumya de shlomim, it's not dumya to the dover shahoyah bechlal v'yotzim in haklal, so he's not going to be chayiv karas. That's the second. V'achas, why did the Torah say it a third time? L'dvarim she'en echolim, to be marba, that you're going to be chayiv even if you eat a dover that people usually don't eat. So let's say the koyin would eat k'tiris, that's tummy. Or he himself was tameh and he ate keteiris. Would he be chayiv karas or not? The third time the Torah said this halacha is to teach me, he'd be chayiv in that case as well. Now, Rab Shimon, who we had in our Mishnah, the Amar Dvarim she'en necholin in chayav malei mishum tumo lasu yemai. So in the end of the Mishnah, we had a shitas Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon mechayiv tumo bedova shedarkon lechol. I'm reading from the end of the Mishnah. Aval ho'etzim v'alavoyna wood levoyna keteiris in chayav aleim mishum tumo. So Rab Shimon, who holds that you're not chayiv if you eat a dova she'en darkon. So what's the third parasha of Shlomim coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me that a koyin that's tamei, that eats basa from a chatas primi, he's going to be chayiv. Why would you think not? Says the Gemara, Geshmak. It's Rav Shimon l'shitas. So, k'tayt chamina, ich volt gevolt meinin, hoi, lom Rav Shimon, kol she'in amaz b'chachitz in geshlamim, in chayiv amalim shum pigol. Mishum tamanami lo ilachayiv, kamash. Shimon's shita in Shas is that there's no pigol by the chatois ha-pnimius. Because being that the Torah was megala the halach of pigol by the shlamim, and the shlamim was brought on the mazbech hachitzin, so too, the only time you're ever going to be chayiv mishum pigol is if the carbon is born in the Mizbeach HaChitzin, as opposed to the Chamesh Chatois HaPnimius. So you see there, Rav Shimon holds that if the Torah is Megala something by Shlomim, maybe, even if it doesn't mean only Shlomim, but it means Dumya the Shlomim, something that's born in the Mizbeach HaChitzin. So being that the chorus of Tumas Aguf is mentioned by a Shlomim. So I would have thought if someone's tummy and he eats from the bus of a Chatoy Sakhnimi, he shouldn't be Chayev. So that's why you need the third Pasik. So according to the Chachamim, the third Chorus is coming to teach me Dvarim She'ein Darken Lechel. Reb Shimon, who holds Dvarim She'ein Darken Lechel, your potter, so obviously that's not what the Pasik is coming to teach me, but Reb Shimon Lishitasi has something else that's coming to teach me. According to Reb Shimon, what it's coming to teach me is that even the Chatoy Sapnimiyos don't say that just like by Pigel Dumi the Shlomim means on the Mizbech Achitzoin, here too as well. Says the Gemara, Numi Reb Shimon Mechayev Eshetarki Lechel. Reb Shimon said that the only time Mechayev Fetumo is if it's a Dove Eshetarki Lechel. Chachamim seem to argue. Chachamim say that even if it's a Dove She'ein Darki Lechel. So Reb Shimon is a big makel. He says the only time you have the halacha of a tomei that eats kachim is chayiv karis is if he ate a dovah shadarki lechel. According to Rabbanan, chumra, even if it's a dovah shein larki lechel, so you're going to be chayiv. Itma, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Rabbi Lazov, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, chad mi haizuz of a chad mi haizuz. Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish argued, Rabbi Lazov and Rabbi Yisrael Chanina argued. We don't know who said what, but Rabbi Yechon said one thing, Reish Lakish said the other thing. Rabbi Lazov said one thing, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said the other thing. Chadama, one of them said, one of the peer, one of each one of these peers of Amiram said, Machloik is Batumas Basar. Machloik is Rab Shimon and the Chachamim regarding Gadova Chain Darke Lechel's Dafka, where the Basar became Tomei. Avo Batumas Aguf, if the Kayan himself is the one that's Tomei and he's eating Basar that's not Tomei, Divri Akol, any like, everybody agrees that if it's Gadova Chain Darke Lechel, the Loch is, you're not going to get Malkus. Vechadam and the other one said, no, Machloik is Bezuk, Ach Machloik is Bezuk. It's not Dafka Betumas Basar that they're arguing, meaning they're arguing Sai Betumas Basar, which we said means when the Basar's Tomei, Sai Betumas Aguv when the Kayan's Tomei. My timer, why would you think that Tali is Abizet? Because Kiven the Karina Beva Basar Ashiga Bechal Tomei, Karina Beva Tumas Ayala. Basar Ashiga Bechal Tomei is the Pasik that talks about Tumas Basar. The Tumas Ayala is the Pasik that talks about Tumas Aguf. The two are mentioned together in the sense that the Tali is Abizet, it's two psukim in succession. One is Vayikra Perek Zayin Pasik Yates, the other is Vayikra Perek Zayin Pasik Chav. The two atalis ebezeh. So if you hold, one applies only to a davish shadarki lechel, the other one's going to apply to a davish shadarki lechel. So Rav Tavumi masni hachi. Rav Tavumi taught the aforementioned. Rav Kahana masni hachi. Rav Kahana, however, had a different nusach. Chad mehayzuz of a chad mehuzah sefer. They were referring to the sefer. Chad ama once said machloikis betumas aguf. The machloikis is betumas aguf. Avo betumas basar divrei akol loik. Faker. Not machloikis betumas basar. Avul betumas aguf, everybody agrees, ain't it like it? It's just the opposite. The machlekes was betumas aguf, but betumas baser, everyone holds like it. The chad amak machlekes bezu kach machlekes bezu. On my rava, the same exact comment. The stabber commander amak machlekes bezu kach machlekes bezu. My time akim the lake karina bay betumas yala v'nichrus the lake karina bay v'abaser ashiiga bechal tami lo yachel. I mean, you can hold whatever you want to hold with regards to the halachas of tuma and eating a dovach and darki lechel. But one thing is clear: time is rava. The two shvi talis ebezet, the two psukim I mentioned together. And it makes sense, therefore, that the two halachas should be tali zebezet. The Gemara says, "Va'amamar, how could anybody hold that there's no chiv on a dovah shein darki lechol?" Didn't the Gemara earlier, it's a Gemara in Chulin daf lamed vav, say v'habasar the rabbis etzim v'levayna? Isn't there a mefurish of pasuk in the parasha of Tuma that teaches me v'habasar ashayiga? That pasuk is referring to Tumas basar, but it teaches me v'habasar even etzim. It sounds like the laws of Tuma apply even to etzim, specifically the laws of Tumas basar. So the Gemara says l'psula ba'alma. That is not a real drasha. It's only an asmachta ba'alma. That's why it's possible to hold that a dovah she'ein darkei lechel is going to be excluded completely, both from the halachas of Tumas aguf and from the halachas of Tumas Basar. So before we go weiter, the first ta'ara. And that is that yesterday we learned about kotshe ovde kechavim. We had a machloikis, Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi, kotshe ovde kechavim. Whether there is me'ila, whether there's pigul ma'isa v'tame, whether you have the halacha of shechitas chutz, Tmura, Nesachin, Rav Shimon seemed to hold that Kachi Oivdei Kechavim is very, very different than Kachi Yisrael. And even though the Gemara learns out, ish, that Oivdei Kechavim can be noider, they could be noider, they could bring karbonis, but at the same time, it's true that it's Chal Hektish, and it's true that you can bring that carbon into the Azara, and there's Dinei Hakrova. But in terms of many of the details that apply to ordinary kachim, they would not apply to kachim erdei kechavim. Rabbi Yosi mechayev in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yosi roya ani bekulon lahachmer. Rabbi Yosi says, I disagree. It says Lashem in that pasuk that's mar bekachim erdei kechavim, and that teaches me that kachim erdei kechavim are treated literally like kachim Yisrael. The Velt, the Panami Eros, the Chasam Sofer, others ask a gevaldige kasha, and that is behektim as follows. The Gemara in Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, clears the shayla. Hane kahani, shluche didan, or shluche derachmana. A yid brings a carb. Yid brings a carb and he goes to the Beis Hamikdash, says, I was mechal Shabbos b'shoyge, after being a carb mechatas, da hasta mein carb mechatas. So, shchit is ksher bizar, but Kabbalah, the elach, tzrichakun. So the kohen goes, he takes the carbon now, they do the avoidas with the carbon. Are they acting, the kohanim that do the avoidah, as shluchim of the bala carbon? Or are they acting as shluchay derachmanim? We know shluchay shel adam kemoisei. So a person can make somebody a shliach to do something for him. Ish mekadesh bayu b'shluchay. So they'd be mocking to say in Svara that when a person hands over the carbon to the kohen is acting as a shliach of the bala carbon. Shluchay shel adam kemoisei, or no. The way it works is not with the parish of shlichos, but rather kohanim as shluchay derachmanim. The Torah says that if somebody brings a carbon, you listen to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you bring this carbon. But it's not working with the lumdus of shlichos. They're not acting as shluchim of the bala carbon. L'may nafkimina, says the Gemara, l'mudr hanah. What would be if the bala carbon made a neder that he will not have hanah from this kohen? Could the kohen bring his carbon? Or could the kohen not bring his carbon? That's why it's a mesachtes nedarim, daf lamed hey amid beis. Because the nafkimina is hilchas nedarim, mudr hanah. If the kohen is acting as a shliach of the bala carbon, so if I can't have enough from you, you can't be my shliach. But if you're not working for me, but rather you're shluchei derachmanan, then there won't be a problem of mudr hanah. So the Gemara goes back and forth and back, and at the end, the Gemara is not poshut the shayla. Stating that, there's another Gemara. There's Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. There the Gemara discusses the same exact shayla, and there the Gemara is poshut the shayla. Amar Afu Nebered Rav Yeshua, Hani Kahani shluchei derachmanan. No, it's poshut that these kahanim are shluchei derachmanan. These all gotai tach shluchei didan. No, because if you're going to tell me that they're shluchei didan, that miikum. We all know one of the most basic principles in Shluchei Shel Adam Kemoisei is that I can't make a shliach to do something for me if I can't do it myself. So something that I could have done myself, I can make a shliach to do for me. But if I can't do it myself, I can't make a shliach. If a zar brings a carbon, what's the hava mina, says Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, that the kehanim are acting as his shliach? A zar can't do the avoida. So if a zar can't do the avoida, it's a dover the iulei matzi yav. If that's the case, shliach nam iulei matzi lemevet. So the kohen would never be able to be the shliach of the bala carbon. It wouldn't work with the shulchan aruch of shluchei shel adam kemoisei. Elamai, it's pashat haneki hani shluchei derachmanah. So although the Gemara in the Darim Lamed Hei Amid Beis leaves it open, it's an ibayat lo yishata. The Gemara in Kedushin Chaf Gimel Amid Beis is pashat the ibayat. The Ran in the Darim and Tosfos in Kedushin are very bothered. At first glance, it would seem to be as dear as Asuyas. The Rishonim make it work. The bottom line is, the maskana is that haneki hani a shluchei derachmanah. Makshama Ilam. What was the Havamina of the Gemara? Why do we even need a Shakla Vitaria? Why was there even a tzad in the world to tell me that Hanukkah Shluchei Didan, it's Pashat Shluchei Derachmana? You know why not? Because the Gemara says a Chulin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It's also right here in Zvachim. It's throughout Shas that Ovdei Kechavim can be Noidern and Noidev Karbonis. That means a guy can bring a carbon. If a guy brings a carbon, he gives it over to a Kayin can be Makrivit. We know that Akuma in the Batari Shlichos. So if Akuma in the Batari Shlichos, it does Pashat then that it doesn't work with Shlichos. Because if it worked with Shlichos, how would a guy ever be able to bring a carbon? Elamai the Shluchei Derachmana. So what was the sad in the Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Dahani Kehani, Ashlucha Didan. It's Pashat Dan Ashlucha Didan. Kodshi Oivdei Kechavim Teichiach. Oivdei Kechavim who are less of the Shlichus, and still you see they're able to bring Karbon. So at first glance you're going to tell me, I hear it's a nice Ha'ara, but at the end of the day it's not a Kasha. Because at the end of the day the Gemara comes out that Hani Kehani are Ashlucha Derachmana. So it's more a shaila on why the Gemara wasn't posted it from Kodshi Oivdei Kechavim. But the Chasam Sofer in a Tshuva says that's not true. That is, as the Chasam Sofer, I'm going to tell you a davar nif. That even though the Gemara says, Hani kani ashlucha derachmana, that's true for Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. It's not true for Shechita. And it brings a raya. Because the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, when the Gemara discusses the halachas of Shlichos, right, where's the sugi of Shlichos? It's Perek Ish Mekadesh. It's the second Perek of Masechtas Kedushin. Because Ish Mekadesh, Boy, Beshlucha, and that's where the Gemara brings the different Makaris to Shlucha Shalav and Kemoisa. So one of the Makaris the Gemara brings is a passing of Parashas Boy. It says, V'hoyu lachem l'mishmeres adar bo asa yoyim l'chodesh hazeh, referring to the Korban Pesach, v'shochatu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael beinu arbaim. Freik the Gemara, and Rashi quotes in a Chumash, v'chikulon sheichtim, is it possible, v'shochatu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael Beinu Arbayim, every single Yud Shechted, the carbon was brought set lebei Savois, and there was one person that was appointed. He was the one that was going to shecht each individual set. Kol adas Yisrael, elo, mikan shlucha shel adam kamoise. You learn from here, shlucha shel adam kamoise. Zok tuch sam sefer, ava mufurish a gemara. Where the gemara says that the way shechitas kachem works is with a parish of shlichas. Because if you're going to tell me Hanukkah and shlucha derachman is true even for shechita, then how do you learn shlucha shel adam kamoise? It's for shachatu oise kol adas Yisrael bein arbayim. It's related to a different idea of shlucha derachman. The gemara learns shlucha shel adam kamoise from shechita. So it's clear. It's a mufurish a gemara says tuch sam sefer. Checkmate. That the way Shlichus works by Shechita is there not Shlucha de Rachmana, that Shlucha de Dan. And the Chassam Sofer says, if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Because what was Rav Huna Breit, Rav Yeshua's Raya, that Hanukkani a Shlucha de Rachmana? Because Mia Kamidi, the Ilai Matzi of it, Shlucha Matzi Lamev, it's not possible that a Zohar can walk into the Beis HaMikdash, give the Kayhanim a carbon, and the Kayhanim should bring the carbon as his Shliach. Because being that a Zohar can't do the Avodah, how could the Kayhanim, as Shluchim of the Zohar, do the Avodah on their behalf? But that's all true by Kabbalah, Lach, and Zrika. But Shechita's Ksheir Bazaar. Because Shechita Lava Vaid. So being that Shechita's Ksheir Bazaar, you don't have the Tainer of Huna Brev, Rav Yeshua. So it's beautiful. It all works out very nicely. That's why it's true that ordinarily Kehani Ashukha the Rahmana. But as it relates to Shechita, over there, Shechita that's Ksheir Bazaar, there they're going to be Shlucha Didan. And that is why the Gemara was able to learn from Shechita's Karban Pesach, a Makar, a source for Kol HaTorah Kula, that Shluchai Shaladim Kamais. If that's the case, Reik Tachsam Sofer, I understand how Kachi Ovda Kichavim works, Mi Kabbalah Ve'elach. But how does the Shechita work? A guy can't do Shechita himself. So a guy is going to now walk to the Makam HaMikdash, he's going to deliver a Behema. Who's going to do the Shechita for him? Shechita, that already is not Shlucha the Rachmana. That works with Shlucha the Dan. A guy is less of a Shlichos. So if a guy is less of a Shlichos, how does the Shechita work? The Kabbalah, Hoy Lachas Rika. The Gemara anyways came out, L'maskana, Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Shlucha the Rachmana. So that's not a Kashal of Fiyamis. It's a Ha'ar. Why wasn't the Gemara Poshit the Shaila from Kachi Yerv Tikachavim? But Shechita is a Kashal of Maisa. How in the world does Kachi Yerv Tikachavim work? The Kayan is going to go do the Shechita? How could the Kayan do the Shechita of him? L'chura, Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Shlucha the Dan. There's no way in the world to make the shechita work. That's the Chassam Sofer's kasha. So I was just thinking, maybe one ha'ara, and that is that there's a Tosfos in Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Tosfos says that a mummer, a yid that's a mummer, is not considered a ben bris. So wherever you find an halacha, an idea that you have to be a ben bris, a mummer is not considered a ben bris. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon from all places in Siman Kuf Pei Tes says, based on this Tosfos, I want to say a chiddush. It should come out that a mummer can't be a shliach. Meaning, just like we know a guy is less of a shlichos, a mummer is also going to be less of a shlichos. Why? Because what's the makar that a guy is less of a shlichos? It says atem. Gam atem, ma atem b'nei bris. Darshins the Gemara. Af shluchachem b'nei bris. The reason you can't appoint a guy to be a shliach for you, or the reason a guy can't make you into a shliach, is because there's a halacha of ma atem b'nei bris. Af shluchachem b'nei bris. So if a mummer is not a ben bris, it's back of the envelope arithmetic. Says the Magen Avraham, the feet this place was in Sanhedrin daf ayin beis amud beis. It should come out that a mummer should be possible shliach. And based on that, the Magen Avraham asks a kasha on a Rama in Eben Ezer and the sugis of Amevi get mimdina sayom. But that's what the Magen Avraham says. There's a sugya in the Sechtes Gittin, Daf Chaf Gimel Amin Aleph. The Gemara over there says that a guy can't be a shliach leilacha. So if somebody wants to divorce his wife, maybe get, so he can be a man a shliach leilacha. That's the first mission in the Sechtes Gittin, stating that a guy can't be a shliach. And the Gemara says, why can't a guy be a shliach leilacha? The lav b'nei heterahu. Because in order to be a shliach legerishin, you have to be b'toyras gittin v'kedushin. And being that a guy is less of b'toyras gittin v'kedushin, because he himself can't be megarish his wife, in the das much of Yisrael sense, as a result, he can't be a shliach. Though why does the Gemara have to say that the reason a guy can't be a shliach leilachal in Yengerishin is because lab neiter. Typically, a guy is always less of a shlichos. That's a halacha revacha of Yisrael. Atem ma'atem b'nei bris afshulchach b'nei bris. We know that a guy can never be a shlich. Zakrab ki veger masech des gittin davchav gimel amir aleph. I want to answer Taisvis Kasha, but Behektim, you saw it from the Masas Binyamin. The Masas Binyamin said a Gevaldik Chiddush, that even though it's true, a guy can never be a Shliach, that's only if a guy wants to be a Shliach for a Yid. But a guy could be a Shliach for a guy. So let's say a guy wants to do something, a Ben Noyach, wants to create some sort of Chalois. If he's Memana, another Ben Noyach, to do the Chalois for him, it's going to be okay. Why? Because what's the Svara? What's the reason? What's the Makar that a guy can't be a Shliach? We learn Atem. Ma atem af shluchachem. There's no halacha said the Masas B'Yomim that a goy is mufka from Zayin HaShliach. The halacha is that the shliach has to be dumya, the mishalech. And just like the mishalech is a yid, so the shliach has to be a yid as well. So the reason that you can't make a goy to do a shlichas for you, or a goy can't make a yid to do a shliach for him, is because shluchai shaladim kamoisai, and they have to be kamoisai on some level. But if he's a ben bris and he's not a ben bris, then they're mizrach ha'mayrif. They're completely different. And you can't have the chiddush of shluchai shaladim kamoisai with two people that are so diametrically opposed. It doesn't work. But it's not a halacha that a goy is be'etzem mufka. It's not mufka. It's just that the shliach has to be dumi the mishalech. So if the mishalech is Yisrael, the shliach has to be Yisrael as well. Zok the masses b'yomel. If he's there, a guy would be able to make another guy to do a shliach. Zok Rabbi Kiveger. If that's the case, loita magen avro. Who was mechadish based on Tosfos Sanhedrin that finds based on his base that a mummer is also not a ben bris. What would be if a mummer wants to make a guy a shliach to do something for him? The shlichas would be chal. Because a guy, again, is not be'etzem mufka from being a shliach. The issue is that the guy is not dumyu to the mishalech. Over here he is dumyu to the mishalech. Because say the shliach, the guy is not a benbris. And say the mummer, the mishalech, is eichnish kam benbris. But the point is, in this case, they're alike. As a result, a mummer can make a guy to do a shliach. So it says, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what if a mummer wants to divorce his wife? Could a mummer make a goy a shliach to divorce his wife? Out's the halacha that a goy is less of a shlichus. A mummer could make a goy a shliach to do his wife. That's why the Gemara had to give a new reason. A reason why a goy is mufka from shlichus. You want to know why a goy is mufka from shlichus? Because he's able to get to the kedusha. Lemay nafkemina? Then nafkemina would be that if a mummer wanted to divorce his wife, and he's going to make a shliach lailacha, and who's a shliach lailacha going to be? It's going to be a guy. In that case, it would have worked. Now you have a new reason. That's why it's not going to work. It's clearing. What would be? Is a mummer able to do shchitas kachim, or is a mummer not able to do shchitas kachim? So the emes is like this. At first glance, you'll tell me a mummer is always treated like a guy. So if a mummer is treated like a guy, l'chura, he shouldn't be able to do shchitas kachim. And the truth is, even by shchitas chulin itself, it's not so poshut that a guy is allowed to do, a mummer is allowed to do shchitas chulin. But I just had one heart, and that is the Mishnah, right in the beginning of the second parak, discussed kol hazvachim shekiblu domim, and the Mishnah gave a whole list of psulim, people that are possible to do avoda. Zor, oinin, tful, yoyim, mechuz, kippurim. One of the things mentioned in the Mishnah was Aral. And the Gemara said, on daf, chav beis, amid beis, one of the Gemaras we did not learn together. So it says over there, what does Aral mean? So Aral is tarti b'mashma. There's an Aral basar, and there's also an Aral lev. Meaning, there's a concept of an Aral, that he's physically an Aral, meisu achav machmas milo, like Rashi says in the Mishnah. And then there's an idea of an Aral lev. An Aral lev, the Gemara says, learned that from a pasuk in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel Anovi refers to him as a ben nechosh, and esnakru maisov la'oviv shebashomayim. Rashi Masechta Sanhedrin, on this very Gemara, Rashi over there says, referring to a mummer. Rashi says a mummer, lahachis, but we're referring specifically to a mummer. That means one of the psulim of Avoida is a mummer. Now the Mishnah says at the beginning of the third parak of Masechta Zvarim, kol psulim, all the people that are possible to do Kabbalah, Hilach, and Zrika, Akasha to do Shechita. So I thought at first glance, it's back of the envelope arithmetic. If one of the psulim is a mummer, and all the psulim, kol psulim, it's the Lashon HaRambam in the end of Hilchis, Bias Mikdash as well, all the psulim that can't do Kabbalah, Lachas, Rika, are allowed to do Shechita. So it should come out that a mummer is going to be kasha to Shechita. Maybe you can answer, Chassam Soifis Kasha. Chassam Soifis Kasha is that how could a guy ever bring a carbon? Bishloy me Kabbalah, Lachas, Rika, Hanukkah, Hani, Shluchad, Rachman. But Shechita, where there's Shluchad, Idan, Vaharaya. The Gemara learns in Kedushan, Daf Memalef, Rashi brings in Chumash. The Makarta, Shluchad, Shalad, and Kamaisa is Gufa learned out from Shechita's carbon Pesach. How could a guy have someone do the Shechita? He can't do the Shechita himself, and nobody could do the Shechita for him, because that's going to have to go with a parish of Shluchad, Shalad, and Kamaisa, and a guy is any better Shlichas. I'll have a mummer do it for him. A mummer can be a Shliach for a guy, because it's true the guy can't be Mamana Shliach, but why can't he be Mamana Shliach? Because he's not a Ben Bris. If that's the case, he can make a mummer. Just like Rip Kivega said in Gittin Daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph, Al Pi the Masas Biyom, to answer Taisvus Kasha, that a mummer can make a guy a shliach, v'chura, it's the same thing, it's the flip side of the same coin. A guy can make a mummer a shliach, so he can have the mummer do the shchita on his behalf. But this would only be true if a mummer is kasha to do shchita. But the truth is, it's really a sugi in the beginning of Masechta Schulen, whether a mummer can even do shchita schulen. I would think if he can't do shchita schulen, he can't do shchita kachim. So again, just the pilpul ba'alma, just the ha'ara, but we have to be ma'ayin a little bit better. Regardless, zok the Mishnah vayter l'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. So we're coming full circle here. This is literally zvachim daf beis. So zvachim daf beis, the Gemara brought this Mishnah regarding the halachas of the Shema, and the Mishnah says that there's six kavanas that a kohen had to have while he was doing the avodah. Number one, l'shem zevach. Shinui kodesh. He has to have in mind the right karm. He's bringing an oila. He has to have in zin an oila. L'shem zeveach. He has to have in mind the bala karbin. L'shem Hashem. He has to have in mind that he's bringing it for Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'shem ishem. Gemara will explain what that means. L'shem reach. Gemara will explain what that means. L'shem michayach. Gemara will explain what that means. V'chatas v'asham. He's bringing chatas and asham. L'shem chet. Being that chatas and asham in almost all cases are bala. L'chaper. So he has to have in mind also that this carbon is being brought for kapar. Amr Rabbi Yosi. Af mishal hey. Believe it. L'shem even if somebody brought a carbon, he didn't have in mind these kavanas, it's going to be kasha. Meaning, these kavanas are only the katchila, but they're not ma'akit. Shutnai bezdin she'ena machshava hileches el achara oivit. Meaning, it's only a din le katchila, but b'di'evit, if you didn't have in mind these kavanas, it's okay. And like the Gemara said, in Zvachim daf beis amid beis, that Rabbi Yosi is saying more than that. Rabbi Yosi doesn't even want you to have these machshavas. And the reason he doesn't want you to have the machshavas is because he's afraid you're going to trip up. And this was Rava's makar, that when it comes to kachim, stom is lishma. Because if stom is not lishma, how could you tell the kohen not to think lishma? He's not going to think lishma. The carbon's not going to be lishma. Elamai, stom is lishma. It's only when you have a machshav of shalai lishma that you mess up the carbon. So there's an idea of don't think shalai lishma, like this you won't think shalai. But it's all predicated on if you don't think anything, at the end of the day it's going to be kasha. Amar Rav Yudam Arav, oila. It says in the pasuk, vehikriv esha oila. They don't have the pasuk here on the side. But it says, oila, should have it here. Oila teaches me l'shem oila that it has to be l'shem oila. Lafuke l'shem shlavim d'loy. So even though we had, if you remember, daf dalet, daf hey, daf vav, daf zayin, we had all the different makaris to how you know that a carbon has to be brought l'shma. So here we have a new makar. Oila l'shem oila. Lafuke l'shem shlavim d'loy. When it says ishe, oila ishe reach nichayich l'shem. What does ishe mean? It means l'shem ishem. Lafuke as opposed to what? Kivav. So one of the six machshavas that a kohen had to have was l'shem ishim. What does l'shem ishim mean? That when the emurim were put on the mizbeach, so the fire of the mizbeach, the marocha, had to completely consume the basar. It couldn't just roast it. Right? You couldn't like make it cooked a little bit, medium rare, and then take it off. It had to be completely consumed. That's what l'shem ishim means. Reach, what does that mean? L'shem reach lafuchke evarim shetzolon vehelon deloy. Meaning you can't first roast it and then put it on the mizbeach. You put it on the mizbeach raw, and the esha marocha does everything. Amar Rav Yudam Rav, evarim shetzolon. If someone took the evarim of an animal, he roasted it, the helon, and then afterwards he put it on the mizbeach. Emam shum reach. There's going to be no halacha reach. Nichayach. What does nichayach mean? L'shem hanachas ruach. It means that you're supposed to have in mind that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should have a nachas ruach. And what does l'shem mean? L'shem misha amar v'hoya ha'olam. Regardless, so this is the makar. This pasuk right here to. L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichayach, and the Gemara even brought L'shem Zevach. The only one that wasn't mentioned here of the six machshavas is L'shem Zeveach. But that already the Gemara addressed in the first parak, but regardless, L'shem Shish, Dvar, Mazevach, Nizbach, this is where it's learned from. So we have a little bit more time, so just one more ha'ara, and that is that one of the Shish, Dvarim that I mentioned over here in this Mishnah is L'shem Nichayach. That a carbon that was brought had to be brought l'shem nichayach. And if the it wasn't brought with a machshava of l'shem nichayach, then the carbon would be possible. So we mentioned yesterday, we said we'd get back to this, that Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, when he was m'oyer his movement to build the Mizbeach, just based on the fact that the relations between the Jews and the Muslims at the time were better, and he thought that if the Yidden used that pataxi to get permission to build the Mizbeach, they'd be able to bring karbanas. So he started lobbying the Gedolei Olam to try to start his movement. And there were many, many tshuvas that were written to Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, picking holes in the idea of why potentially there would be an issue for him to go ahead and bring the karban to him. One of the tshuvas that were written to Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was written by the Baal Orech Laner, Rabbi Yaakov Hetlinger, and it's printed in Shailos HaTshuvas Binyan Tzion, Simen Aleph. So it's the very first tshuva in the classic Binyan Tzion, is a tshuva to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, and he's responding to the chibur that he received, the Drisha Tzion, where Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer is innovative, this unbelievable patent, this idea that he has to go to build a Mizbeach Bizman Hazeh. And that's what he goes ahead and he addresses. It's a long tshuva, but at the end, the Aruch Laner said that I have one major issue with you want to say. Incidentally, one of the things that Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer apparently wrote in his chibur that he felt was very, very persuasive is the pasuk says, we all know the pasuk, V'aviyoisim al-arkachi, V'simachtim b'veis tfilasi, O'ilayseyem v'zivcheyem l'rotzayin al-mizbechi. So he said that V'aviyoisim al-arkachi, V'simachtim b'veis tfilasi, O'ilayseyem v'zivcheyem l'rotzayin al-mizbechi. What does it say afterwards? Ki beisi beis tefila yukari l'chal ha'amim. So the Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer tainted that first it says are you saying v'zevchem l'rotzen al mizbechi, and only afterwards it says ki beisi beis tefila yukari l'chal ha'amim. So it sounds like first we're going to go el har kochi. All it's going to be is a mountain. There's going to be a barak. There's going to be the harabayas. V'simachtim beis tefilasi and oylei seyev. It's going to be a beis tefila. Oylei seyev v'zevchem l'rotzen al mizbechi. We're going to bring karbon. It's only afterwards ki beisi. But. It's going to be like they say, so he said in Cheshbin, it's mashma, just in terms of the Seydah Advarim, that that's the way it's going to be. The Aruch Laner, the Binyan Tzion told the Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer that it's very nice, but the Maaseh doesn't shimma the Gemara. Because if you look at the Gemara says, Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara over there is going through the Seder of Shmoneh Esrei. And the Shmoneh Esrei was obviously instituted by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and the Seder is Ma'akev. It was written in a certain Seder for a reason. And just picking up in the middle of the Gemara says, we save Yerushalayim Mircha, because we're asking for Yerushalayim. V'kimet shenivnes Yerushalayim, after Yerushalayim is going to be built, Ba David. David HaMelech is going to come. And that's why after Yerushalayim Mircha, what's the next bracha, the next tefillah is samachtov. V'kivin shabat David bat tefillah. Shenema v'aviyosim alar kachi v'simachtem beveis tefillos. V'kivin shabat tefillah bat avoida. Shenema leisayim v'zevchem l'ratzen al mizbechi. V'kivin shabat avoida bat toida. Shenema zevech toida yichabdanani. V'chulu v'chulu. But Zok to Aruch Laner, first David HaMelech is going to come. And then afterwards, the Avodah is going to come. David HaMelech is like Mashiach, Mashiach ben David. So you see that before the Avodah is resumed, you're going to have Mashiach ben David. So the Binyan Tzion told Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Mamish, that posik that you're bringing, that you're getting so excited with, that it's Mashma first, like they say, Mizavchem, Ratzin, Al Mizbechi, and then afterwards, Kibesi, Beis Fila, Yukari, L'chala Amim, it's a Mefurshi Gemara. Megill Yud Chesam and Alpha, the Gemara has it just the opposite. First, we say a Semach Dovin, and then afterwards, Ritzei, we daven for Avodah. Vaisos, David HaMelech has to come before the Avodah. The Melech has to come before the void. Either way, it's a beautiful tshuva. It's not such a long tshuva. It's kedai to see inside. It's the first simin and binyan tzion. But the punchline of the tshuva, the main reason that the Baal Aruch Laner, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, had a problem where it's Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer's movement was based on a pasuk in Parshas Bechukai, a pasuk that we've quoted before. The pasuk says, in the Toichacha, v'nasati es oreichem charba, v'hashimoisi es mikdashechem, v'lo yoriach bereach nichaychechem. The pasuk says clearly that after the Beis HaMikdash is going to be charev, if you're going to want to bring a carbon, v'lo yoriach bereach nichaychechem, Hashem says that there's not going to be any more reach nichaych. Said the Aruch Laner, it's a Mishnah, l'shem shishet varem azevach nizbach, and one of them is l'shem nichaych. And he says, now, enochinami, it's true, if a kohen would bring a carbon, he wouldn't be mechashev l'shem nichaych. The carbon wouldn't be possible. It's true. It's not ma'akiv. The only two machshavas that are ma'akiv by a Pesach and a Chatos is l'shem zevach and l'shem zeveach. Shini kodesh and shini bailam. But at the same time, to go lekatchil and bring a carbon when you know there's not going to be any chayach, that's a very big chiddush. Me'echetes should be able to do that. And being that the Torah was made that when the Yidden are in Golos, v'lo yoriach b'reach nichaychechem, even if you can make it work with all the svaras and all the lamdas and all the cheshbainas, but at the end of the day, there's no reach nichaych, and you can't go lekatchil and bring a carbon when you know going in that this carbon is not going to have a reyach nichaych. I said Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger. So what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says k'tushu rishayin the kitchel l'shaita the kitchel l'asalavay. There is such a man domer in shas. Makriven afal pishayin bias. So Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger said tuchidush. He said number one, it could be the ikar halach of makriven afal pishayin bias is negay the halach of shchutei chutz, because we're going to that we spoke yesterday a lot about the halacha of Shchutei Chutz. And what's that? That means that when there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's an Isser Bamis, you're not allowed to bring a carbon outside of the Makom HaMikdash. The Gemara says, is there an Isser Shchutei Chutz b'zman hazeh? Let's say someone would be Makdash a carbon today. He says, there's a Rezu oil. And now he brings the carbon outside in his backyard. Is he Oyve Chutz or not? If you oak to Shushan Kitchel Shait of Kitchel Azalabi, there's an Isser Chutz. If not, there's no Isser Chutz. So says the Binyan Tzion that it could be the whole halacha of Dushu Rishayna Kitchel Azalabi is only the gay of the Isser Chutz. Meaning this Kedusha loss of love in the sense that Bizman Hazeh, it's as if there's a technically a Zman heter carbonos. So if you bring a carbon machutz, it's going to be chayv kars. But in terms of the mice bring a carbon, that not. But it's a little bit doichik because the Gemara says makriv and avol bishayim bayis. So zokte va'odei shloimar. He says something beautiful. He says that it could be. It's true. There is a concept of kedusha rishayin the kitchel l'chayt the kitchel l'asa lavoi. But that's only la'achas zman agalus. Meaning Mashiach comes b'meir b'yameinu. So you're going to have the kol shofar. You talk about shofar gadol. This is going to be kibbutz galuyos. But it's going to take time till everything is set up. Till everything is ready. K'moisha hayad b'mei Ezra says the Aruch Laner. In that time where it's already going to be after the zman of the toichacha, but we're not going to have a fire to Gebeis HaMikdosh, that's where it's going to be Negeya, this halacha of Makriv and Afa Pishayim Bayis. And he says, the emes is, that what's the ikka makar to this halacha, Makriv and Afa Pishayim Bayis? So one of the sukkis is the Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Yudam and Aleph. And the Gemara over there says, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati, Kishahayu Boinim Behechol, Hayu Oysen Kloim Lehechol, Veklom Lazar. Yeshua said, Shamati Afa Pishayim Bayis. They were discussing Kishahayu Boinim Behechol. That's what they were discussing. They were discussing after the Yidden had already gone up there to Israel. They were working on building a Beis HaMikdash. So it wasn't Chal anymore that V'hashim Moisiyas Mikdash Eichem. Thus it wasn't V'lo Yerich B'reich Nichoichem either. Meaning in a Zman where you're already working on rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, over there, that's already La'achar, the Zman of the Teichecha. Over there, it's Negeya. You don't have the V'hashim Moisiyas Mikdash Eichem V'lo Yerich B'reich Nichoichem. But Enechanami today, when we're living in a Golos, there's no way in the world today you'd be able to bring these Karbonis. That's what the Aruch Laner felt was the checkmate Tainas. Yes, we spoke of Kivega's Taina in the Tshuvas. Reb Kivega B'Iker had a prize. The main issue, besides for all the obvious issues, the main issue Reb Kivega had was Kai Meyuchas. Where are you going to find the Kai Meyuchas? The Ramah brings Rabbeinu Yeruchin that you don't give the chalav is manazet to kayanim. The Magen Avraham says that there's no vikidashtoy. Maybe the Rivash said a chiddush. Maybe that every kayan is a safik kayan is manazet. Shem Kedegar said at the end of the day, you can have a mizbeach and you can have everything all set up. But who's the kayan? You need a kayan. The kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. Who's going to do the kabbalah elach hazrika? The Beitzian's ikarishu wasn't kayan miyuchas. Ikarishu was a pasuk in Parshas Bechukayisai. Our mishnah that we just learned right now. It says l'shem nichayach lekatchi. You can't bring a carbon lekatchi if you know that there's not going to be. Now it's Yidua that this Yisoid that the Binyan Tzion said is in the Netziv. The Netziv says it in a few places. We've spoken about it a few times. I personally had never seen the Netziv inside. The Netziv is in Parshas Bechukayisai. That's the primary source. And it's on this pasuk right here in his Hemek Davar. I'll read it to you inside. Says the Netziv. Interesting the way he says it. I agree, says the Netziv, it'd be hard maybe to build a Mizbech, like Reb Kivega said. Mokim ha-Mizbech, mechuvan u-be-yoyser. But the Beis HaMikdash could be charev, and it could be a Mizbech. U-kamoysha hoya be-emes b'churban b'ayasheni. Says the Netziv, kach hoya, the bizman churban abayis ad churban beta, sha'oz nechra sha'heicho v'neres ha-Mizbech, a little bit of history, says the Netziv that when the Romans destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't destroy the heicho, they didn't destroy the Mizbech. There was still a Mizbech and there was still a heichel. And it remained intact until Churban Beta, which was like 50 or 60 or so years later. That was post the Bar Kochba revolution. So that was many, many years later, already in the second century. So years later, after Churban Beta, that's when the heichel was Chariv. That's when it was Neres HaMizbech. And during that interim period, Hayo'oid HaMizbech Kaim, V'krivu Alav Psochim, and they brought Karbanes Pesach. They brought it, says the Netziv. And he says, I'm a Mufurisha Gemara. Ketisabas Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, Shayu Oz, Ma'abrin Es Ashana, B'Shvil Psochim. The Gemara over there discusses, Tanam got together, and they were being Ma'abrin Es Ashana. They got together to be Ma'abrin Es Ashana. The reason they were doing it was related to the carbon. Shomer Es Chedesh Av, it was related to the carbon Pesach. The Netziv says, those Tanam lived after the Churban. So why they be Ma'abrin Es Ashana for the carbon Pesach? They lived after the Churban, says the Netziv. You know why? Because Makriv and Afu Bishayim Bayis. You don't need the Beis HaMikdash. You need the Mizbech. And there was still a Mizbech. during that interim period until Churban Beitar, the Mizbeach was still here. But says the Netziv, and this is the punchline, the whole Netziv is a punchline, but this is also Mikol Makom Lo Yariach V'Goymer. But the Pasuk says that even during those 50 years, where it was Vashi Moisiyas Mikdashechem, but V'Lo Yariach B'Riach Nichoichachem, and Mishum Hachi Rak Psachim Ekrivo. That's why the only carbon they brought was the carbon Pesach. The like Siv Be'Riach Nichoichach. Because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the word Riach Nichoichach regarding the carbon Pesach. Masha Inkin Kolar Karbonis, as opposed to all the other karbonis, ksiv reich nichayach. And he goes through bechatas, parsh vayikudal, lamir, ubebchar, umeiser, etc., etc. Bottom line is that's the Netziv. So the Netziv was mechaven to the Baal Aruch Laner. But the Baal Aruch Laner felt it was true for all karbonis. And that's why he was checkmate on Reb Tzvi'er's Kalasher. The Netziv didn't feel that way. The Netziv felt it's only true for the karbonis, where you tack a fine in the Torah that the Torah says reich nichayach. But there's one carbon where it doesn't say reich nichayach. And that's the carbon Pesach. If it doesn't say reich nichayach, l'chur reich nichayach shouldn't be ma'akiv there. If reich nichayach shouldn't be ma'akiv over there, so enochanami, the carbon Pesach, you would be able to bring. But as it relates to other karbonis, did the Netziv is maskim. So shnei gedoyle oylam were mechaven to the same svara based on this pasuk of loy reich b'reich nichoichachem. The binyan tzi and the aruch laner felt that this was checkmate. This was a tain on the entire movement. The Netziv felt it precluded all karbonis other than the carbon pesach, and that's why historically it was always the carbon pesach that people were trying to bring, because enochanami they were maskim. They understood that there's an idea of loy reich nichoichachem, but it wouldn't address the carbon pesach. The shaila is, we have a few more minutes. Why is the carbon pesach different? If every carbon is a halacha of nichoich, why by the carbon pesach would there not be a halacha of nichoich? So years ago, many years ago on Shabbos HaGadol, I heard a mahalach from Gershon Rivner, and recently the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shuaba, said over the same mahalach. That is that we know that this machlek is Rambam and Ramban what the Tam HaKarbonis is. The Rambam in the Moir Rebuchim says that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yidden Sefer Vayikra and a mitzvah of Karbonis is because the Yidden in Mitzrayim was steeped in Avodah Zarah. And the whole idea of bringing Karbonis is to try to be marchik the Yidden from their Avodah Zarah. So the Mitzrayim and the Yidden, when they were Mitzrayim, they used to worship goats and they would worship sheep. Now fakir, now we take the goats and now we take the sheep and we serve it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all to be merachik the Yidden from Avodah Zarah. The Ramban was very not happy with that. The Ramban says, Vehine, heim divrei havoy. Ramban is right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. It's Perik Aleph Pasuk Tes. What the Ramban is saying, it's divrei havoy. Yirapu shever gadol, vekush yirab al niklo. Yasu Shulchan Hashem Megul. Hashem is the Rambam is taking the Shulchan Hashem the Mizbeach and he's turning it into something Megul, literally disgusting. She'enenu rak lahoitzi milibo shel rishon v'tipshei olam. It's all to be moitzi from the machshavas of the tipshei olam. V'hakotzuv Omar, says the Ramban. How could it be? The pasuk says ki heim lechem ishei l'reich nichayach. The purpose is it's a reich nichayach. It's a mefurish pasuk that the idea is a reich nichayach. And then the Ramban goes and he asks a whole bunch of kashas that we'll get to one day. But the bottom line is, for now, there's machlekes Rambam and Ramban. What do you say of Karbonis? The Rambam held it was all to be marchik the Ovdei Avodah Zarah from them. The Ramban said it can't be. You know why I know it can't be? Because it says Reach Nichayach. And if it says Reach Nichayach, it's poshut that Hashem has something from it. What does Hashem have from it? Then the Ramban goes on to explain exactly what it is. Ramei Simcha, in a classic Meshech Chachma, in his introduction to Sefer Vayikra, says Ramei Simcha, I want to be Machriya. I'm going to be the Kosev HaShlishi, Vachriya Beinayim, between the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam held it was all to be Marchik people from Avodah Zarah. The Ramban held that there's, of course, there's Tifkait and there's a lot to it. Says Ramei Simcha, Kubi, there's a chilek between Karbonis that were brought in the Mizbeach and Karbonis that were brought on a bomb. The Karbonis that were brought on the Mizbeach, Avada, that's the Reach Nichayach, that's the real deal. As it relates to the Karbonis that were brought on the bomb, Hashem doesn't have a Reach, there's no real Hanoya that Hashem has from the Karbonis that are brought on the bomb. Narvas, that's already an Indian to be Marchik, that's an Indian to be Merachik, the Libois of the Tipshei Oila. So that the Karbonis that were brought in the Mizbeach, that's like the Ramban. The Karbonis that were brought in the Bama, that's going to be like the Rambam. Says Ramei Simcha, it's so gewaldic. Because the Mishnah says in Perek Paras Chattas, at the very end of Masechta Zvachim, Reach Nichoyach b'Mizbeach, ve'ein Reach Nichoyach b'Bama. And there's different halachas that I learned out from there. There's no din Reach Nichoyach b'Bama. What's the Pshat? Hein ein advar. Because the Ramban's checkmate argument, Kenega the Rambam was, what's the Rambam going to do with the words Reach Nichoyach? You see, clearly Hashem has from it. It's very geschmack. It's true. By Akrovas Mizbeach. Mizbeach, there the stakad in Reach Nechayah. But when it comes to Kodesh Akrovas Bama, over there, there's not going to be Halacha Reach Nechayah. Rav Simcha says, Lefizeh, I will say that for another day. But Al Kaponim, Rav Gershon Ribna said, and Rabbi Shuaba, they both said the same thing. Lefizeh, you can say very geschmack, why the Torah doesn't say Reach Nechayah by the Garban Pesach. Because we know Rashi brings a Chumash, Mishchu Kchulachem. Mishchu Yetchem Yavoy Dezara, Kchulachem Tzoyishal Mitzvah. The Mitzvah used to worship the sheep. So the whole idea of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach was to be merachik the yidden from the avodah zara of the Mitzrayim. It was mishchu yetchem l'avodah zara ukulachem shetzayim shal mitzvah. Here the Torah was made mefurish what the reason for the Karban is. It's all to be merachik them from avodah zara. So it's like Rameir Simcha said that the akrovis that were done on the bum, which was all to be merachik the yidden from avodah zara, there's no din reich nechayach. So it's gewaldig. Why by the Karban Pesach you wouldn't have reich nechayach? We'll speak out part two, maybe on the next stuff.